John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He's got a brand new special called Zero Tolerance, which is available to rent or buy at jimmyschubert.com, which means we must have Jimmy Schubert on the line. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you?
I am well. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm in a fetal position underneath the coffee table, working on a callus on the roof of my mouth from a loaded revolver. God, this whole lockdown thing. I mean, you know, I don't know when are these people going to start listening to Nostradamus. I mean, this guy's been right a lot. You know what I mean? In the year of the twin, there will be a great plague. When are they going to listen to this guy? He predicted World War One, World War Two. He predicted Hitler. He kept calling him Hister. Or at least I hope he was talking about Hitler. I hate to think that we've got named Hister out there coming along. It's going to make Hitler look like Tony Robbins. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I've been doing a lot of cooking. I'm getting better, you know?
I've never known you to cook.
Well, I bought a cookbook, but I can't use it because our recipe starts with taking a clean pan. Hello? Well, there's nothing else to do except cook and read and watch movies. I'm trying to get some exercise. I'm trying to keep myself busy. I think it's important. You need to keep a schedule. I mean, you look at Facebook, you go, well, there's a lot of people who wouldn't be doing time very well, you know?
Uh-huh.
People are bored. Karen has become an expert on infectious diseases. Well, she jumps back and forth between being a constitutional scholar and an expert on infectious diseases. You know, the guy shaves his chest into a bat signal and dyes it blue. I mean, it's only been a couple of weeks. Everybody relax, for God's sakes.
Are you happy being quarantined in L.A., or would you prefer to be quarantined in Philadelphia, where you're originally from?
Probably here, because it's warm out, the sun's out. I'm able to go outside, go walking.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's social distance walking, and, you know, they come up with a social distancing and sheltering in place. Please, stop it. And apparently, from what I've heard, I mean, who knows what's true anymore, but they say the sunshine helps the body fight viruses and stuff. And so, I mean, you know, we live on a planet. I guess this is a deal. A lot of things can kill you. Spiders, snakes, Carol Baskin. You know, you gotta keep your eye out. You know, you gotta do the best you can do.
Now, I don't know if you're in an apartment or a house, but have you seen the video of the guy who ran a marathon on the balcony of his apartment? 5K back and forth on his on the balcony of his apartment.
I haven't seen it. It sounds pretty exciting. Guy ran a marathon on his balcony. That must have been like swimming in glue, huh? I gotta be honest, I've never felt so important during, you know, the COVID-19. And by the way, I like my COVID like I like my women. 19 is the spread. Now, but I've never felt so important. It's like all these CEOs are reaching out to me, like letting me know how the company is handling it. I mean, I bought a backpack from you 4 years ago. I don't need to know how you're handling COVID. It's a sock company, Boombas. I got a couple of those compression socks for when I travel.
Uh-huh.
I go, why you people work on that? I washed them once. They shrunk. I just slapped some googly eyes on them and give them to my nephews as hand puppets. Well, I don't care less about how you're handling COVID and maybe about the material you use it on your socks. You know?
Jim, I was hopping around your Twitter account, and you're posting a lot of old videos of your stand-up stuff. Do you miss something the most about being on the road, being on stage, yelling at people?
Yeah, I do. I just miss it. I mean, I miss, you know, being able to make a living doing something. And just like that, boom, it's gone. You know, I watched so much Law and Order, I could negotiate it. Class A felony down to a Class D misdemeanor. I've become Clarence Darrow in the quarantine, you know.
Your brothers must be awfully happy because everybody in your family's a golfer, and the governor just opened up the golf courses here. I'm just sort of curious. Have you spoken to the family?
Yeah, I have. I've been keeping in touch with Mom and Dad. The brothers are checking in on the family, you know. I told my brother, he goes, why don't they let us play golf? I mean, I go, I know. I can see why they go, I've seen you play golf. You're not ever around anybody. You know, you look off to the left and the right. I said, they could let you play golf. You wouldn't be near anybody. But I was talking with my brother. He goes, what are you going to do, Jim? There's no more work. I go, you know, I've been watching a lot of those those hand signal interpreters. You know, those people seem to be killing it. You know what I mean? You're watching. They're a little distracting. I go, they're very animated. Yeah, my brother said, yeah, your face will be animated too if your fingers were full of crap. You gotta repeat with the jackass behind you. I'm quarantined. I'm like by myself. You know what I'm saying? So needless to say, you know, I've been Andy Dufresne in this quarantine. I've been my penis just filed a restraining order against my right hand. If you know what I'm saying? So,
Jimmy Schubert's got a new special called Zero Tolerance. You can pick it up for rent or buy it through jimmyschubert.com, the album of which comes out May 15th. You can always follow what he's up to on Twitter at Jimmy Schubert. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for taking the time. I hope we filled some of your day.
Absolutely.
Now you'll have to go back and, you know, you can always wash a pan.
No, I'm kidding. I'm cooking. I really am getting really good at this, just in case. I have to, you know, in this case, there's no more comedy. I'm going to have to make a living somehow, you know. So, but anyway, you guys be safe, and we'll talk soon, man. Can't wait to see you guys after this is all over.
Oh, we can't wait to see you back in the studio. You take care.
Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.